Eamon, the big question outside Derry, and I'm sure a lot of people in Derry scratching their heads as well after such a good start, losing their last two games. What's gone wrong?
Well, I suppose just maybe coming up against better quality opposition than they did in the first two games, Tom. You know, I think Tyrone are playing really well at the minute, and they're looking the favourites for promotion. And the Galway's line in second, they did really well up at Celtic Park that day. So I don't think it's a case of Derry have fallen off that badly. It's just the fact that it was a step up from Anna and Cavan that they had in the first two games. I think it Tyrone are really, really strong, you know.
Having said that, it was little between Tyrone and Derry in the first couple of meetings of the year in the McKenna Cup. Golf was very big last weekend.
Well, that's true. It didn't look too encouraging, you know. Tyrone bossed that match and played at their own level and played the game their own way, and they were very much second best. So in terms of the championship fixture at Celtic Park now, it wasn't very encouraging from a Derry point of view, you know. Tyrone looked stronger physically and just a better football inside. But, you know, we just have to get back to the drawing board and see what way we can improve. I know that Damien's made a few changes for tomorrow. Benny Hearn's coming back in. Sammy Bradley's come in the centre half forward. So we're going to have a look at those boys. And well, Benny's been sort of in and out of the team his last couple of games, but my opinion, he's worth his place in the starting lineup. And I know a lot of people in Derry have been waiting to see Christopher Bradley getting a start because he's such a great club player. He did so much to get Slonneal there to the Ireland club final last year, and then he got that bad injury. So there's a lot of people in the Derry public looking forward to seeing him starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Is there a surprise at who's coming out? Say Ryan Bell, James Keelt, Mark Craig?
Yeah, probably. Ryan Bell, you would look upon as, you know, one of the great prospects in Derry football. You know, he's still only 22 years of age. And certainly, yes, there's a lot of people thinking that maybe there's a lack of, you know, there's a lack of physical presence when you've got, no Ryan Bell, you've no Mark Lynch, you've Keelan the Boyle, and the subs there too. James Keelt, you know, those are big lads and good players, good skillful forwards that you sort of would, you know, you would expect to be starting for the Derry senior team. But no, it's somewhat of a surprise. Shane Heavern's come in, you know, and he did well earlier in the McKenna Cup as well from RFL. So certainly, you would think that there were at least maybe two from those four bigger lads, but. Not tomorrow, it seems, in the starting lineup.
Is it a case of selecting horses for courses, or is it just maybe still trying to find the right formula?
Yeah, I would say it's more, still trying to find the right formula, you know. Still trying to find the right formula for looking towards the big championship opener against Tyrone, you know. I think at this stage, Dale would settle for not going down rather than. You know, yes, at the back of their heads, maybe they would like to go up, but, you know, with those two defeats in a row, it's looking like Tyrone are definite to go up, and it's looking like probably Galway will follow. So I think Damien and Tony and the boys would settle for making sure that they don't go down. So, that, you know, they'll be going down there, yes, looking at one against Laois, but you know, with a couple of games coming after that, you know, they play Meath and they play Armagh. So they'll be looking for 4 points from six there, really, you know.
And what's the story on Mark Lynch not making the team at the moment?
I'm not sure, Tom. I'm not sure whether that's the fact that he was carrying a bit of an injury or whether it's just Damien's sort of making a statement that he's not a definite starter anymore. You know, he's 30 years of age now. He's been in the team since he was a minor. He was seen as a team leader for 3 or 4 years, captain of the team. So I'm not sure whether, say Damien's making a statement or whether he's just not starting because of injury. I just don't know the answer to that question. But, you know, it does. He's on the bench tomorrow, so we'll expect to see him again at some stage, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow against Laois in O'Moore Park, I suppose the reality is you need points because otherwise you'd be really looking over your shoulder.
Well, that's right. You know, Laois got a bad drubbing last week from Fermanagh, so you know, you take that 1-17 to 0-10. You look at, you'd be thinking, you know, Derry must start favourites for the game tomorrow. But it is a long journey down, and Laois have the home advantage, which means a lot. You know, and they're fighting for relegation now at this stage. You know, big time because they've only the 2 points on the board. So you know, it'll not be easy. In fact, I think it'll be quite close. To be honest, Tom, I think it'll be a close run thing, so I really hope that they have enough on the pitch to get them over in the line, you know, to make things a bit safer from their point of view. They want to be going into Division 3, you know, that's one thing for sure.